Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This hour on The Brian Lehrer Show, Hoboken Mayor Dawn Zimmer on her proposal for Hudson River walls to protect against future Sandys. Not all environmentalists are pleased. We continue our series on English language idioms today, including and/or idioms like by hook or by crook or hue and cry, and the band They Might Be Giants on making a living in the Pandora, Spotify, YouTube era. And we'll get going right after this. One brief reminder that we're in the home stretch of our winter membership drive, which ends on Wednesday, so please get your donations of support into our station, and that today is all the money in half the time day. And if we can raise another $34,000 by 12 noon, we will take a break from the fundraising for this afternoon. The goal, starting at 6 o'clock this morning, was to raise $150,000 to help run the radio station this year by noon, and we've gotten most of the way there. We need another $34,000 to make this goal this hour, so please help us reach that goal by donating something to help us run WNYC and shortening the drive by half a day. Pledge at WNYC.org or call 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692. Thanks so much, everybody. And that's a very doable goal. I'll just mention $34,000 more to go. Since the average pledge is about $100, it would mean about 340 people who are listening this hour calling up with your share of supporting WNYC for this year. So thanks for doing it right now. If you've been thinking about doing it, 1-888-376-9692 or online at WNYC.org. Now, Mayor Dawn Zimmer from one of the parts of our area hardest hit by Sandy, the city of Hoboken, which sits right across the Hudson River from Lower Manhattan. Both sides got socked down there, and now the mayor is making news with a proposal for walls. Mayor Zimmer, thanks so much for coming on again. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
First, can you give us a top-line update on how the city is doing? How many people are still without homes? Does anyone still not have power? Where are you, big picture, first of all?
Well, the big picture, I mean, the challenge is it's really a dual message. I mean, we're very proud of all the, you know, great restaurants and shopping and nightlife that we have in Hoboken. And so, you know, Washington Street, the majority along our waterfront, is all very much open for business. And you know, many of the stores have been able and residents have been able to get back in. But then, you know, we do have a lot of renters, and renters have had to move on, and property owners are, you know, trying to, you know, there's quite a few people I know who are not yet back in. And there's, I walk from, you know, I live in Southwest Hoboken, and my home was flooded. And so I walk down First Street and down Observer Highway to work. And, you know, I can see that there's a lot of businesses that are not yet opened back up.
Tell us about your proposal for protective walls.
Well, it's not just protective walls. So it's what I'm proposing is an integrated solution. And what I'm most concerned about is really trying to obviously make Hoboken much more resilient for the future to protect against storms, but also to protect the urban character of Hoboken, which I do believe is Hoboken is one of the urban treasures of the state of New Jersey. And so really that's the focus is the resiliency, but also trying to protect the character of our city. And so what I'm saying is trying to look at how can we have an integrated solution that includes tapping into the natural topography of Hoboken, which actually on Washington Street, it's a higher topography, did not flood at all, combining that potentially with a flood wall system, potentially with a floodgate system at various intersections, and then also with green infrastructure. That's very much an important part of this, and that's something that for every redevelopment area that, you know, I've been a part of proposing that, and I do believe we need to ramp it up and try to, you know, potentially trying to see if the state can offer incentives or if the city can offer incentives to try and get, you know, more green roofs and do everything that we can to prevent that rainwater from going into the sewer system. In Hoboken, you know, we flood when we have high tide and heavy rainfall. So we do want to try to do everything that we can to reduce the rainfall. And part of the, you know, the plan also is, you know, we're continuing to move forward with trying to purchase land for park space on the western side of the city where there, we have the most flooding, and, you know, really want to look at can we use that parkland can possibly have a tank system underneath that and you know, look at the stormwater and possibly have stormwater going into these, you know, park facilities that we're trying to buy right now. So it's really what I'm proposing is an integrated solution. It's not just flood walls. It's trying to propose an integrated solution that would both make Hoboken more resilient for the future and protect the urban character.
Some critics of the walls, like the Hudson River Keeper Environmental Group, say the water in a storm surge has to go somewhere. So if there are walls in front of Hoboken, maybe Jersey City gets hit harder, or Lower Manhattan, or somewhere else. Valid concern?
Yeah, I mean, I am definitely coordinating. You know, the engineers that I've spoken with don't believe that it's going to be, that it would impact Jersey City, but I, you know, definitely coordinating with Jersey City and want them to be very much a part of the discussion as well, and coordinating, finding out what the plans are for Weehawken as well. So it does need to be, I fully recognize, it needs to be an integrated solution, and we need to make sure that those communities are protected as well.
Would the walls be unsightly? I mean, one of the attractions of living or working in Hoboken is the river.
Well, no, so the walls, so the idea is not, the idea is along the waterfront, and just to make sure that, you know, all the listeners understand, like, the flooding in Hoboken happened not so much along the waterfront. I mean, the buildings, we have quite a few developments along the waterfront. They were not flooded at all. The water came in at the south and the north end of Hoboken and literally flowed back to the western side of the city. Mm-hmm. And then, as I was quoted in the New York Times, filled up like a bathtub, the western side of the city away from the river. So we're trying to prevent that water from coming in from both the south and the north. And so the idea is to look at how can we harden the buildings that are there now along the waterfront, how can we, quote-unquote, harden them? How can we make sure that they are fully protected? There's, you know, there's different technologies out there that could be, you know, that they could be, you know, when those storms are coming, that they potentially can put across their doors that will protect the waters from coming in. And that's what, you know, what I'm saying is, what I'm trying to say to both to FEMA and to the state, you know, please work with us. I mean, right now the FEMA requirements would require that all new, you know, retail, all new development, retail and residential would have to be pretty high above the base flood elevation, and it will, these kind of requirements, one, will be cost prohibitive for the developers. You know, we're very sensitive to, you know, trying to bring balanced development in Hoboken. And number two, it's going to destroy the urban character of our city going forward. Like, how does that, those kinds of requirements, how is that going to fit in with what we already have? And then what's going to happen to the rest of the city? So the new development might be protected, but the rest of Hoboken is going to be destroyed.
Explain why that would destroy the urban character of the city.
Well, for example, I mean, I believe, and, you know, I'm not sure the exact number, but I believe it's 13 feet above base flood elevation. So you're going to have the entrances, like, you're going to have massive steps or, like, where's right, what's beautiful about the urban environment is the walkability. We're very proud in Hoboken to be the only municipality that is both bike-friendly and walk-friendly and designated, and so you're going to take away the street life. I mean, it's literally, and the question is, like, how can you comply with other regulations, like ADA compliance? So if it has to be, for example, 13 feet above base flood elevation, then how are you going to have the ramps to make it so that, you know, a handicapped person can get into the building?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are you physically going to do that on some of the smaller developments? And then right now the requirement is, well, you can't use a mechanical lift because the mechanicals would get, you know, would get flooded. So we're, you know, what I'm saying is we need to really roll up our sleeves and look at what can the standards be that both, like, you know, harden and protect existing buildings along the waterfront and have, you know, any new buildings that come in be done in a way that doesn't destroy the urban character of the city.
Hoboken Mayor Dawn Zimmer with us. And you told us, I think, the day of the storm, that one of the reasons so many people got affected in Hoboken is that there are a lot of basement apartments in the city. So just as beach communities need to rebuild higher, does Hoboken have to have many fewer basement apartments in the future?
Well, I mean, that is one option, but that's a real challenge. I mean, you know, the beach communities are being asked to, you know, raise their homes up on pilings, and that's physically not possible. I mean, we probably maybe have like 12 single-family homes in Hoboken. I mean, the rest is like, you know, 4, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 14-story buildings, and you can't physically bring those up on pilings. And again, if we're talking about, so, you know, then the other, what you're suggesting is that we literally, like, shut down the, you know, the streetscape. So, like, there would be literally no streetscape. So there's no entrances, no residential entrances, and no commercial entrances on all streets in Hoboken going forward. I mean, that would destroy the character. Will destroy the character of Hoboken.
Do you think FEMA doesn't get how people live around here?
Well, I think that the people that I've met with have expressed an openness to trying to work with us. And so that's what I'm trying to say is, like, let's, you know, maybe I'm trying to advocate actually for, you know, a carve out and a, you know, maybe a task force that says, okay, what could the urban standards be? You can't just have the same standards for, you know, rural area as you would have for an urban area where you have larger buildings. Like, just those same standards, it doesn't fit. And so there's different technologies potentially that could be used to harden and protect. You know, one is to try and protect the entire city, but, like, for the buildings that are along the waterfront, there's different ways that they could be protected without being raised up, because there's physically no way to raise them up. I think that they're not, yeah, I mean, I think FEMA, they need to really look more carefully at the, you know, urban environments and what the standards could be for the urban environment. I think that there is an openness to doing that, and I'm extremely hopeful that potentially there could be, you know, a task force that's created, you know, between Hoboken, Jersey City, Weehawken. You know, I know the state is receptive to it, and FEMA seems to be receptive to it as well. So, you know, I think I'm hopeful that that's something that can move forward, and we can really look, you know, good and hard at what could the standards be that will both make cities more resilient but also protect the character of cities going forward.
Right, and of course the PATH trains are important too. I didn't realize until I read a stat after the storm that Hoboken has the highest percentage of mass transit commuters in America, according to one list, more than New York City even, with 56%.
Yes.
They need to harden the PATH.
And they have hardened the PATH, and I'm hopeful to meet with them to hear more of what their ultimate plans are. But I do know, like, as a result, you know, as part of the repairs, they have hardened it. They were, you know, like, the, for example, the caisson where much of the flooding happened. You know, I was advised that the plan was to literally put, like, ship's doors around that and have a dual pumping system. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, ultimately, you know, I think that eventually they want to move it out of there, but that was part of the, and they moved over to a different kind of microprocessor system that's much more resilient. So, you know, so that hardening is happening, and I'm sure that they're looking at ways, too, to protect the entrances. I know that they are. So.
Last thing in our last minute, completely unrelated. I'm just curious if you are bracing at the city level for the federal sequester budget possibility, or doesn't that trickle down specifically to be a problem for you or for Hoboken?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to read up on potentially what the impact might be for Hoboken. So definitely concerned about it, but at this point, not totally clear on how it could impact. I mean, the concern is, could it impact us going forward? I mean, I'm trying to advocate for funding to help protect Hoboken, you know, from the flooding, and could the sequester impact that? You know, at this point, I'm not clear on it, but I am concerned.
Well, good luck, Mayor Zimmer, with all of the Sandy recovery that you're still involved with. I know you're waiting for Governor Christie's budget proposal, which is coming out, and see how Hoboken is treated in that. There'll be a lot of Sandy-related stuff in there, obviously. We'll see how this Walls proposal works out. We did get a tweet, by the way, from a listener named Peter on Twitter, who says, I'd like to see Hoboken walled in every Thursday through Saturday night and St. Patrick's Day. But I guess that's another show.
That's a whole other discussion.
Thank you very much. We always appreciate you coming on.
All right. Thank you.
Brian Lehr on WNYC. That was Hoboken Mayor Dawn Zimmer. And coming up next, a real treat, we have the band They Might Be Giants on making a living in the Pandora, Spotify, YouTube era. Other musicians will be welcome to call in as well. Stay with us.